Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Cody Snodgrass, one of my favorite new hosts, the co-hosts in the program. And Cody shares a lot of similarities to Dr. Bill. First off, he's very smart in his area field of chemical munitions and expert. He worked in the government in classified areas as a CIA agent and munitions expert. He's done things in the past that may not be considered savory or nice, but he's been saved by grace, like I have. Thank God I have not turned into Darth Deagle. I did not go from Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle, and neither did my good friend Cody Snodgrass, who can corroborate much of the evidence as to why they chose the Oklahoma City Murrah Building. In fact, it's interesting, we talked about this last week with our other great host, Gary Richard Arnold, and in fact, Oklahoma City was actually one of the chosen cities to train a lot of these operatives for the CIA and the NSA to do a lot of bad stuff. In fact, people need to know the connection with Oklahoma City is very strong, and they brought the medical records there on purpose to destroy the records of veterans exposed to the squalene-laced vaccine, which is causing terrible problems immunologically, and also the exposure to depleted uranium, which is causing wasting syndromes, because depleted uranium in the vertical line of the table of periodic elements displaces molybdenum and chromium, so you get insomnia and a wasting syndrome that can make you lose. Literally, one of the guys I took care of lost 90 pounds in weight in a little over a month. I mean, you couldn't even waste somebody down, even starving them to death. And when he died, I wanted to do testing on his body materials, and my boss, Major Swinder, recommended if I did, I said I'd be fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? He said, how about dead? I said, you know, you're going to apologize for that before you go home, because I know where you sleep. I've been to your house. I said, you won't be putting your socks on tomorrow morning unless you say you're sorry. Because I said, I'll know what your intentions of your heart are, because I'm an intuitive. And if you have bad intentions for me, you better watch it, buddy. So he apologized before he went home. But I still got fired from CECOM back in 1995, because the guy that told me this stuff from the munitions special op team from the Alpha P. Murrah Building, he had loose tongue at a bar near Fort Carson. And after his loose tongue, I got hauled into the boardroom with Major Swinder and the board of this Catholic hospital, believe it or not, under the nuns, the St. Francis Hospital, and they fired me and gave me death threats. Well, I'm not actually Mr. Passive, which is why I still have a pulse and a mouth, and I'm certainly not running my mouth slower because of these SOBs, like I've had threats lately, because I've had Deborah Tavares on the program. I've had people try to email me stupid stuff or threatening calls. Shut the hell up. You think you're going to threaten Deagle and get away with this crap with me? You've actually for a wrong battle. It's not going to silence me at all. In fact, if anything, it's going to make me even more brave and more determined to tell the truth. And people like myself and Cody Snodgrass are very rare. And believe me, the devil has his ways. He doesn't care if he financially persecutes you, ruins your health, ruins a relationship with someone dear to you, or whatever. As long as he can take you out of the battlefield, the devil will kill you, paralyze you, bankrupt you, or ruin you in one way or the other, so you can't tell people the truth. And you're very rare, Cody. That's why we got to keep you healthy and alive. So I wanted to get you on those protocols that I started, and I want to rescan you, too, with the Metapathia.
Okay.
So let's keep you around. I mean, honestly, very few people. You're the only one that can corroborate everything I said, because most people think, well, who's this guy Deagle? Man, he's an arrogant SOB. Listen, when I called in to Alex Jones' show back in 2004, December, I got a call back from Pastor Butch Powell, who has me periodically on his show on Genesis. And I already had a show on Clear Channel, which is Laughter is the Best Medicine, on Wednesday night, right across the country, with Mark Allen Curry, a comedian. We call it Laughter is the Best Medicine. And I previously had a show in Colorado Springs before I got my Clear Channel show. And I was still in practice at the time. And on Wednesday nights, I go down for 2 hours on every Wednesday night to the downtown studios of Clear Channel. And we have a real fancy studio where we sat in there with all the fancy mics and everything. And I got a call back in February of 2005 by Ted Anderson to join the Genesis Network. Well, I didn't hold back here, and I told people the story. If they heard my story over the years, I haven't held back on anything, but you're the first and only person to corroborate everything I said about Oklahoma City, because most people think, well, who is this guy's qualifications? Why does he think he knows all this stuff? I had above top secret clearance. I know so much stuff. I only tell people roughly 10%, because, to be honest with you, if everybody knew what I do know, they'd have a intellectual, spiritual, and physical cardiac arrest if they knew what I knew.
Their cognitive dissonance threshold would be exceeded very rapidly.
Yeah, they would actually probably commit suicide unless they were saved. If they knew what I knew. I'm saved, and I'm living both as a temporal being and an eternal being right now. You don't go to heaven. If you're not serving God right now, you're not in heaven. Serving God is being heavenly. And it may not be pleasant either, because believe me, you're in a fallen world. There's three reasons why you'll suffer. You'll suffer because you're in a fallen world. You'll suffer because you come against the dark side and they're going to get you. And they're going to suffer certainly because God wants you to make you an overcomer. He wants me, as I suffer through my own physical and other issues, so I overcome for the benefit of other people. And it becomes a witness to them, not just for their physical restoration of health, but for the fact that God is with us. Right? God is with us. And nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. In fact, the reason why God made me this way is so in my imperfection I lean on Him. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Right. And we do interviews on channels and stuff, English-speaking ones, all around the world. And a lot of people ask, you know, what can we do? What can we do against this new world order? We're just regular people. And that's one thing we always tell them, is you can hold that connection to the divine force inside yourself.
The reason why you're doing that, and this is something you know and I know intuitively once you've died and come back, is you have to speak spirit words, which is what I'm saying right now. Out of my soul, besides the physical words and the intellectual words, I'm speaking spirit words of compassion from the Creator God through me to you out there listening, that you know your soul has been hit by some food, some spiritual manna, to make your eyes and your ears open to the intellectual and the emotional truth and the horror of what's coming. But unless your spiritual eyes are open with that spiritual manna of intention fields from not from a man, me, but from the Creator God through me, you're not going to believe what we tell you is the truth. And that's going to put you in grave danger of being literally set up in the abattoir of global omnicide, because the globalists are going to try to kill most of the human race. If they could get all of us, they would do it. And God said, lest those days be shortened, no flesh would survive. Well, we're here to shorten those days. I don't think we're going to save everybody. And I'm not going to take responsibility because I can't handle it. I can't handle. In fact, last year I was praying. I said, God, I see Donald Trump there. He's got good and bad about him. I saw Hillary Clinton almost get in, and I actually met her back in 2000 at the Dakota Ridge High School when they came with Marine One with Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, he's the kind of guy you can go and have a fun time and go and have a six-pack of beer and sit there in the middle of Bayou and crack jokes all day. But you know what? You wouldn't trust him because he could take a leak in your boots, stab you in the back, and tell you a funny joke at the same time. But Hillary, when I touched her hand, I saw a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity, and it recoiled. She pulled her hand back like a cold, wet mackerel. So fast, she thought she touched a high-tension power line, and I could see it, and it recoiled in fear. You know why? Because of who and what I am. I'm not afraid of these damn things, and I want people to understand the spirit world is very real. If they think it's me, oh, because you're a scientist. Look, I understand things on the spiritual level. I'm not going to tell you everything because you can't handle it. You won't handle it till the day of your death or near death. You're not going to believe what most of them, what I'm going to say. But you know what? You got a Urim and Thummim stone in your soul. So when we tell you, witness how terribly late the hour is, your yes-no stones, your Urim and Thummim stones, like the breastplate and the high priest that goes in the Holy of Holies, will tell you what we're telling you is the truth. You're not going to be convinced by a good argument. You're going to be convinced by your soul saying, you know what? That not Paul arrogant SOB Deagle? I think he's telling the truth. I think his friend here, Cody Snodgrass, on the same show, I think he's telling the truth. We got two witnesses now. Damn it. Maybe it's the truth. I'm going to go pray face down, not on your knees, on face down, and I want to ask God if what these nutballs are saying, if it's true, I better start spiritually preparing before I save the first slice of bacon and dehydrate it, before I put the first bullet in my gun so I can protect myself, and before I do anything to get out of the big cities, I'm going to pray. How's that? So, Cody, when we're going to come back in a couple minutes, I'm going to give you a chance to talk, but I can tell you, I'm on fire today because I feel something like this immigration bill failing. A very dark day is coming to America. I feel very, very dark things. When Trump signed that executive order and stopped families being separated, the Democrats went haywire because they didn't want anybody to be detained. Period.
If you like alkaline water, or
so Cody, it's your turn to talk now. I want you to kind of let your spirit lead as to what you think you need to talk about. We've got a lot of hot issues cooking. Two bills, and I have a feeling, a gut feeling, that neither bill, neither the good lad or the other compromise bill are going to pass it. Or if the compromise bill passed, I think that if there's parts of that that are actually not properly dealing with the issues, I don't think Trump will sign it. But it has to go through the Senate. And the Senate's likely to water it down to the point where if they don't do a straight majority vote, 51 votes, which would be broken by our vice president, I have a feeling that they want to make this a 2018 election. They want to continue to abuse the poor people that are coming here. Basically, they're not trying to be refugees to become American citizens. They're trying to earn money so they don't starve to death. And the world economy is collapsing everywhere. It's like I said, I have a solution for the Bracero 2 program for these poor people coming up to work, but ship them to work camps, where they come up and you bus them from their home country so they don't have to cross Mexico with coyotes. You bus them with clean food and bottled water, etc., all the way to the work site, and you don't let them get off the ranch and go wander into Sacramento or L.A. or somewhere else with their son that might get captured by a gang and become a gang member of one of these terrible gangs. And there's like 20,000 gangs plus in Los Angeles alone. I mean, people have to understand, we can't take everybody that wants to be a citizen, and we don't need to. We can have people working here, but we have to separate. There's two issues, Bracero 2, which is a work program, and we have to have limits, and we have to have an immigration system that's basically merit-based. So we need to have states and industry put in specific numbers by a specific date of what people and what skill sets they need, and then we recruit them from whatever country, China, Russia, wherever, that has those skill sets, and we then vet them to make sure that they're safe. And if they can't be vetted, then they can't get in. If you can't vet someone to make sure they're not a Muslim terrorist, or they're not a monster, or they're not doing industrial espionage for foreign power, you shouldn't let them in. And the same way with all these universities and these Chinese institutes they've set up in 100 across universities, literally trying to see if they can literally block people like the Dalai Lama coming to visit, or literally stealing technology so they can steal artificial intelligence and information technologies to make China the superpower that it wants to in the new 21st century, that 2025 project. You have to understand, people, that immigration is a much broader issue, including the fact that our intel agencies are the ones fostering and controlling the drug, organ, and human trade around the world to the tune of $2 trillion plus that's not under the surveillance of the Senate, the Congress, or the President. People don't know this, do they?
No, and that's what I wanted to address was the things that are driving this immigration stuff, like down in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, now they're having major gang problems, turf wars in the Los Verdos neighborhood, the Barrio 18, the B18, and its rival gangs, Mara Salvatra, the MS-13 guys. There's gang violence, poverty, lack of jobs, and that's driving a lot of people out of that area. In El Salvador, they've got one of the world's largest gang problems and the highest murder rate. They call this the Northern Triangle countries, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras. And, you know, since December 2006, Bill, there's been over 200,000, roughly, nobody knows the real number, people that have been killed in Mexico.
280 state officials in Mexico have been killed last year. Yeah. It's a failed state. Now, it's who's responsible? Us.
Yeah.
And I want you to expand on that as to why we, in our policies over decades, are responsible for the failed state of Mexico and other, not only Central and South America, but also Afghanistan and the Golden Triangle, where the illegal drug trade is fueling things like building underground cities with Bechtel, off-world space projects, and genetic engineering. People don't understand what's going on. That is a supra-government above our elected officials.
Right. It's the shadow government or the deep state, and they run a lot of the cartels, like the Sinaloa cartel, the Carrillo cartel, various ones all throughout there. They took over Pablo Escobar's, the Ochoa brothers, the Medellin cartels, all down in Colombia.
They're taking their cut. In fact, people don't understand. That's why Fast and Furious happened. And the guy responsible for Fast and Furious, with his head, guns given back to kill their own border guards. These guns had no license numbers on them because they only come in that way to intel agencies. So, you know, we've got this guy, director of the Attorney General at the time.
Under Obama. It was, I'm seeing his face.
Holder.
Yeah, Holder. Eric Holder.
Now, Holder is now an advisor here in California for geopolitical activation, of course, which is trying to fight Trump. But this guy is a monster and a criminal, but it's not an anomaly. One thing may happen with Wolf, who's in the intel agencies and the FISA court, and with even Peter Strzok, who's saying vile things against Trump. If these guys ever go state's evidence, this is not an anomaly what the agency, secret agency, were doing. This is standard operational procedure for decades, even before 9/11, when the 9/11 Patriot Act was written years before Patriot Act, before 9/11 even happened.
Yeah. The drug cartels are run by the intelligence agencies, and that's what's really fueling all the gang and the...
And that's what's fueling the immigration problem.
And that's pushing the immigration problem. So when the government says, above board, vanilla ops, you know, we want to help the children, we've got to do something about the immigration problem, it's just a Band-Aid, because you have to address the worldwide drug trade before you can ever get to the immigration problem.
And why do you think we have a worldwide drug trade? Why do you think it's there?
Money.
And where's the money going?
The money's going to run a lot of black ops. It's going to line a lot of people's pockets. It's being washed through banks around the world.
It also goes into lots of projects. For example, you're familiar with Bechtel Corporation.
Yeah.
You know, do you know the guys who are working the tunneling machines for the underground cities, right? Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Do you remember their names?
The companies that are doing it?
No, I know the companies too. Bechtel was the main one. There's a number of subsidiary companies, but Bechtel Corporation of California is the primary one building the underground tunnels all over the world.
Okay.
They use sodium coolant nuclear reactors with the special lasers that hit the rock face, and they have a zero-degree debris obsidian core they grate, and they lay a tri-radiate track. And when these trains are running in a vacuum tunnel, they can run up to Mach 2.2 underground. Do you remember the guys who are actually doing this, I actually know them personally, okay? And I took care of one of them to actually get particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactor causing destruction of his lungs. He got fibrous lung changes and serious alveolar arterial block syndrome. So I don't know about the second, I know it firsthand. And what people don't understand is they spend trillions and trillions of dollars in off-world space projects, including operational projects that are, you know, our space fleet. People, you heard yesterday when Donald Trump was up and doing his talk, and everybody started chanting space force. Remember that?
Yeah.
We've had a space force up there for almost 40 years.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Donald Trump knows about it. That's why he wants to popularize it, because his hidden Masonic name is Apollyon Rising. The high-level Mason is going to recolonize Mars and bring back Apollo. That's Donald J. Trump. Of why the immigration problem is happening. I mean, people like to kind of say kind of bland or non-specific reasons as to why Central America has been damaged by us. Yeah, we supported some dictators like Manuel Noriega and other people. We also came in there and swooped in and tried to grab missiles and that Russians were trying to put in there. And what people need to understand is that I have three levels of knowledge. Both things you can actually, if you're smart enough, you can look at the sewernet, I call it the internet, and you go through documents, some of them publicly published by major institutions like the World Watch Institute. Second level, I have classified sources from inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, etc. In fact, supernaturally, I had a guy from Homeland Security come to my home last year, and I actually got him to come on air and gave a toll dislocation of information regarding North Korea and the fact for 3 years they could strike America. These are all Russian and Chinese-based proxy weapons that were put in North Korea of the starving population. And the third level, supernatural. I, like the ancient prophets and apostles, have got second sight. If I pray and God tells me, urges my spirit to pray on a specific issue or topic or individual, God gives me complete God knowledge of what the hell is going on in images, visions, and I can cross-corroborate with my classified sources. So let me tell you, I blew the whistle 5 years ago on Russian missiles on the Guatemalan-Mexican border, which they removed, and now I'm blowing the whistle on the fact that in Venezuela, they not only have Chinese troops and nuclear submarines parked there, but they have Russian submarines parked on the sides of the Orinoco River, aimed at America from the south, and we have no southern missile defense or alarm warning system at all. And even public statements by Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, we put in this box because we got sanctions against him because the Democrats, I call the dumb and crappy, and the Rhino Republicans, don't want to have a dialogue with the Empire of Russia, which we, by the way, gave them nuclear weapons. They didn't even have the enrichment technology or enough uranium to make a nuclear weapon. We gave it to them just like we gave it to the Pakistanis through AQ Khan and even access to our databases to how to build nukes at the Waziristani plant. So most of the problems in the world since the Second World War and before were created by the evil nation of America. Okay? When it's on Make America Great Again, guess what? America is not only great, it's actually the source of the reason why the immigration problems in Central America is happening, because our drug cartels, which are crucifying their own people and killing their public officials, are driven by our intel agencies gathering trillions of dollars either into their own pocket or weird projects. And if Trump doesn't get this and he doesn't listen to this program, he's always going to think, well, I just need to fix immigration. It's not a matter of fixing immigration. The globalists are getting ready to actually, they want a nuclear war. They're going to hide underground for, say, a month or 2 months underground while the rest of us die, or a super pandemic. And they'll come out and say, hey, isn't it great? We got rid of 90% of the population. Let's rewild the West. People say they don't believe this. They think we're making this up, don't they?
Well, a lot of people are just misinformed.
I'm not allowed to ask you about it. I call it vicious ignorance. These are people that bare their teeth at me and want to spit at me, thinking I know more than they do. Yeah, I do, actually. You need to sit down, shut up, and listen, and then ask good questions after you actually take everything in, after you've prayed. What I find really aggravating is people think they know better, and they don't, and they're putting all of us at risk because they think it's just a simple immigration problem. The reason why the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans don't want to solve this is because the intel agencies, literally Project Omega, which was conceived by Nazi Germany in the Thule Gesellschaft, that actually channeled this from demonic entities over a century ago, actually are running the world with Project Omega, where all the intel agencies literally have stretched the skins of the so-called nation-states over their demonic superstructure. What's really going on, that's why Clapper and Brennan still bare their teeth. In fact, Brennan is on CNN as an advisor and paid a big fat salary, and he's still kind of baring his teeth that Donald Trump is like, this guy's asking for a coup. Why is he not in jail? How come nobody's going to jail? Why is Hillary Clinton and Comey on a book tour? I really don't think anybody's going to go to jail because the deep state involves both Republicans and Democrats, and the intel agencies run everything. And unless they do go to jail, the beast isn't going to go away. We're just going to get sold a bill of goods on the right side, maybe do some dressing on the Supreme Court, maybe get rid of some murder of babies, you know, maybe change the rules a bit so they won't allow them to kill them over 20 weeks of age. But it's all window dressing because the real issue is we're heading toward an apocalypse where America will force the mark of the beast on the whole world. And if the whole world doesn't follow suit, we have scalar space-based weapons. That's why we talked about Space Force, Space Force. We've had it up for, you know, and I talked to the director of Space Command. He said, we have prescient control of every cubic centimeter between here and Mars. And I said, you mean the moon? He said, shut the hell up, Deagle. This is a come-to-Jesus talk. Okay? So, if you think you know better than Deagle, you think, oh, he's just a conspiracy theorist. He's an idiot. He doesn't know this stuff. Let me tell you, what I've been through, you don't want to know. But I have been through hell. And God allowed me to go through it because he knew I was a tough SOB. This is the way he made me. And I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. Maybe it makes you kind of start to retch. You're going to listen. Because what's going on, this is not an immigration problem. It's a lot deeper than that, isn't it?
Right. And what I want to say is ISIS was a proxy army for the deep state in Syria.
Of course it was. That's...
Just like the cartels and the gang problem, Central America are proxies for the deep state with their drugs.
Exactly. That's why when they're murdering Mexican officials, they don't realize it's our intel agencies. And by the way, we're not alone. And if the Five Eyes includes, Britain, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They're just the local kind of spying on each other stuff. That's why Mr. Steele is not an anomaly. He's not a one-off. People have to start getting the message here. This is how the world is run now. That's why they want a borderless world. That's why the Democrats are saying, oh, no, we don't want children separated from their parents, and when Trump signs an executive order, they're in a conniption. Oh, you can't jail children. Are you kidding? Well, then where the hell do you put them? These people come up here with no money. We need to give them a clean bed and a good meal. And we need to not let them wander in society with their teenage boy that will soon become either a gang member or their girl get raped or become a prostitute for MS-13 or some other gang. People need to realize what's going on here, don't they? In fact, even China has allowed to get shipping through San Pedro in California for decades, guillotines, so that these civil detention camps that they've all built can guillotine you, you know, the old French guillotine, when they want to get off you. It's really nice and quick and clean. No more head. Take that head off, give them a haircut, they call it, but put the blade really low.
Yeah, the gangs and the deep state are using our U.S. immigration system to further their trafficking. They really don't care what Trump or anyone passes or what the Senate votes.
Right, and that's why when I hear these morons saying, I've even argued with young people saying, well, we should legalize all drugs. I said, are you nuts? I said, here's what you do. You don't you decriminalize them, but you medicalize it. So everyone gets a urine test to see if they have toxic drugs like marijuana and other drugs in them. 7% of the people that say smoke even marijuana, because of their specific genetics, and I can do the tests on them, are going to become schizophrenic or psychotic. Or they're going to have an injury in a car or operating heavy equipment like a forklift and stick a fork through somebody. And then when you add polypharmacy like medical drugs on top of marijuana and alcohol, you got what we call a toxic soup that paralyzes the intellect and makes people useless. So the idea of legalizing drugs, no, you medicalize them. And if they're positive, you grab their behind and you put them in a facility to detox them. You don't throw them into prison so they can get skill sets to become a criminal and become part of the process that feeds the cartels and feeds the deep state, because the drug trade and the human organ trade and the human trade of children, etc., even for, you know, cannibalism and satanic rituals, is all tied to the deep state, and these demonic morons don't get it, do they?
Well, 100%, the deep state is behind all of this, and it's...
Right.
The immigration problem we're seeing now is directly fueled by them and what they're doing with the child trade, the organ trade.
Right. Now I've got a contact, and I'm going to mention it again, a contact to the press office of the White House. And I'm going to mention this number. Her name is Alexa Henning, and she's at 202-456-2580. And I want my audience to call Alexa Henning and say, I recommend you get Dr. Deagle to talk to Donald Trump. Donald Trump needs what's called a come-to-Jesus talk, and I need to be his Samuel, along with people like yourself. He doesn't really know what's going on. If he had a full understanding of the nature of the deep state and how vicious they are, even during his presidency or afterward, he'd have a total change in policy and worldview, wouldn't he? I don't believe that people around him are telling the truth, including bad people like John Lightning Bolting, who's another demonic entity, and other so-called deep state people around him. Looked at the news to see if they passed that immigration bill. By the way, the Supremes have killed the free web, which means people are going to have internet sales tax in different states, which is going to level the playing field between people like Amazon. Amazon needs to be broken up, and so do the other big super internet companies like Facebook and Twitter. And these are just faces of the deep state, aren't they? Zuckerberg was recruited by DARPA directly from Harvard, not because he was a coder, but because he had an idea to turn a social media into a way of getting into everybody's life so he could create the Matrix. That's why they want to put up satellites to have the military-grade tolerance GPS coordinates on a real-time basis so they know if you're standing in the middle of your backyard. They don't just have a photograph like Google Pictures where they walk around and take pictures of your house and so on so you can see your house from space. They want real-time images to know that you're out by your rose bushes on the right corner of your yard in space in real-time, don't they?
There's no way Zuckerberg could have got as big as he is without being in bed with the deep state.
They share space even in Langley, Virginia. And by the way, the CIA headquarters has moved, even though they have the proxy of Langley, the CIA headquarters moved to Denver because the capital of the United States, if Washington, D.C. is under major attack, is Colorado Springs. And the center for this...
Buckley Base, that's where it is.
Exactly. And you have to know most of this stuff is underground. The underground facility under Denver Imaginary Airport, we called it because I took care of the guy who was actually the accountant for the excavation companies working there, and they removed more debris when they built the Denver International Airport than when they built the first Panama Canal. So people have to understand what's going on here is spending trillions of dollars. I mean, they'll say, oh, it cost $18 billion to build the IA. Bullfoggy, okay? The fact is it costs trillions of dollars because the underground facility is 81 square miles and multiple levels deep. It's the largest underground facility on Earth.
Drug money comes in, you know, from Central America. You ask me what they, you know, where does it go? It goes into projects just like that.
Exactly. And our big corporations, like Bechtel and others, are working as proxies. Sun Microsystems, Lucent Technology, Lockheed Martin. I mean, people don't realize that we actually contract even with the Russians to get the RD-80 rocket. We build them at a facility in Littleton, Colorado under Russian license because we haven't built a good Saturn rocket in 20, 30 years now plus. And so the Russians re-engineer them every year because they have a different engineering modus of how they do it. And they move them out and ship them to their target sites in Vandenberg Air Force Base and elsewhere in Pepsi trucks. You see Pepsi trucks leaving Littleton. It doesn't have Pepsi in them. It has a Russian RD-80 rocket built by American specs on Russian engineering shipping out of Littleton, Colorado. Duh. Little shock to those people out there that think that we're all such lily white and we aren't collaborating with the Russians. On the deep state, all intel agencies in every country on Earth, including Russians, Brazilian security police, and Interpol, are all working together, aren't they?
Yes, they are at some level.
At the top level. The bottom level minions, they don't know. They're like porch masons. They don't know what the hell's going on. But the top level are demonically energized devils.
Yes, they are.
And they run everything. That's why when I see them playing around the edges of this thing, this is why, whether Trump is naive about this or not, they want the Christian right and the conservatives in America to be lulled asleep. Go to sleep, little Americans. We're going to give you some pro-life stuff. We're going to control the borders. We're going to do this and that. We're going to make the economy come back. Listen, they can snap the economy back and snap it away just as quick, can't they?
Yeah.
And this idea of a trade war, look at countries like Canada. They got trade. The Canadians and the Europeans are bastards. And basically say, well, we got a 275% tariff against American milk. When they were living us like we're the piggy bank for decades, and then they get abused and say, well, how dare you? It's so insulting that you would do this. You people need to get a reality check. We allowed you to build your welfare states in Canada and Europe because we protected you. And we actually energized even the enemies. The Russians were energized, and so were the Afghanistanis, who were a very major rising Muslim nation with nuclear weapons. because we gave them the technology to do it. Everything, including the rise of the drug state, I call it, instead of the deep state. They should call it the drug state, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's drugs, people, marketing, and organs. They tried to recruit me in 87 to work in the organ market at Emory University because I worked in the trauma burn unit and emergency beside my practice in Augusta, Georgia. And let me tell you, there's a lot of money. There's more money in organ sales than there is in the illegal drugs in the world. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's bigger money. That's craziness, isn't it? And then, of course, the illegal prostitution and human trafficking thing is another big funnel. There's the three arms of this friggin' monstrosity, all driving immigration and world economic collapse. And if a collapse happens, which is going to happen by design, everybody and their dog will be clamoring to get us through the U.S. borders. We're going to have a real major problem on our hands because the Democrats, the Democrats, don't want a border. The Rhino Republicans don't want to help Trump. They would like anything, just like this guy, idiot Bill Maher, said, we got to pray for a collapse of the economy so we can get rid of this guy that's destroying democracy. You forgot the spelling, Mr. Bill Maher, who was an atheistic, demonic maniac. It's demonocracy. It's not democracy. That's what we're under, is demonocracy. Right?
Well, it certainly appears that way at some level.
Well, I'll tell you this way. When you know you're being bitten and you're down the throat of a large, say, alligator, and the only thing sticking out is your head above your upper teeth, you know you're being eaten alive. And you feel the bite right down to your bone marrow. You realize this is what's going on. And the people out there in the population, they're not just ignorant. They're viciously ignorant. They want to bare their teeth and say, how dare you tell us that our government, left and right, or even the main problem with Trump is even if he has good intentions, he's a white hat Mason. He's doing what is right in his own eyes. And I think the guy is a patriot. I support him. But I want to talk to the man directly because if he had a what for talk, a come to Jesus talk from Deagle, he'd have a hell of a different perspective about why the immigration issue is happening and why neither the Rhino Republicans nor the Democrats want to fix it. The deep state are behind all this stuff, and they got back pockets being stuffed with money in foreign bank accounts. They got all kinds of weird projects. People have got their go to underground cities, Willy Wonka chocolate factory card, haven't they? When all hell breaks loose, you take this card. You go to XYZ military facility or place, they'll drive you to the entrance to the underground city, and you'll be fine if there's a nuclear war. Won't they? They got their Willy Wonka card, haven't they?
Well, yeah, again, at some level they do.
Yeah. So what would you prescribe, what would you say to Trump if you could stand there in front of him? What would you say in the next few minutes? What would you say to Trump about immigration and about the 2018-2020 elections? He's not just fighting for the future of America, he's fighting for the soul of mankind, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's fighting for the soul of our country, but
also mankind. I mean, if America goes down the toilet, we're the doorstop for Satan taking over the whole world and crushing and killing most of us and sending the rest of us to hell.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. I've had people ask me, do you think Trump is evil or do you think he's good? And I've heard arguments on both sides.
No, I wouldn't say that. What I would say is Trump is a self-actuated patriot with a compassionate heart who's misinformed. And because he's a high-level Mason, he's doing what is right in his own eyes. But the most people don't know this. The definition of evil in Genesis 3 is doing what is right in your own eyes is the definition of evil. 98% of what people do is evil, looks, tastes, and smells good. For example, look at his new appointee, Mr. Ray, who's under Senate congressional oversight right now before the committee. He wants the surveillance of all Americans, not just MS-13 or Muslims coming in the country. He wants to build databases on everybody. This is called the Matrix. Donald Trump authorized and reauthorized the martial law that we've had since 1933. He knows now that we're under martial law. Yet he doesn't come out and say it publicly, which means the Constitution is suspended. He doesn't say, for example, that we have collaborated directly with the drug cartel, and I would hope that he would know by now. If not, he needs to have a what-for talk to tell him. The reason why you're dealing with immigration is because our deep state is creating and working with the drug cartels to kill Mexico officials and cause a failed state to our benefit to the tune of trillions of dollars in weird projects that the Senate and congressional committees don't even have oversight on. That's what's going on. That's why 9/11 happened in Oklahoma City. these things happen because they're epiphenomena of the deep state, aren't they?
Yeah, that's where some of that money, again, is going to fund operations, just like 9/11 or Oklahoma City.
Right. And a lot of people don't, they don't see the forest for the trees. They don't see the connecting the dots, do they?
Some people don't, but more and more are starting to wake up now.
You know, they wake up when they listen to this program. Not any other show on this or any other network. They're not going to get 70% or 20% or 50% of the truth. They're going to get the whole ugly, mangled, monstrosity truth laid right in front of them. Wet, vulgar, nasty, ungodly truth right in front of them. And Trump, I don't know, if the man is uninformed, he needs to have the time to talk to you and me. He needs to talk to John W. Spring. If he doesn't, and he makes misjudgments or doesn't tell us the truth about what he's really facing, Trump is going to give us a soporific to make us feel we're okay when we're going down the toilet and we're circling the bowl. Isn't that the truth?
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting dizzy circling the bowl. How about you?
Yeah.
I tried.
Action Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.